Both the words الوالدين and الأبوين mean parents in English. But whenever we read an ayah telling us to be good or to do dua to our parents and giving them birr or fine treatment, Allah uses the term الوالدين but never الأبوين.
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيِّ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
But in other contexts, like the ayat of inheritance, Allah only uses the term abawain, but never the word al-walidain, in spite of the fact that both of them are translated into parents.
وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا السُّدُسِ.
But the translation, parents, does not nearly show the difference between these two words in Arabic. There is much deeper meaning delivered with these words. Let's find out what it is. Well, first, the word الوالدين is originally made from الوالد, the father, and الوالدة, the mother. These words come from the verb ولد, which means to give birth. So the real one who gives birth here is الوالدة, the mother, while الوالد is given that name metaphorically, since the father does not really give birth. So the word الوالدين, while it refers to both parents, it invokes more the role of the mother, since the root of the word is giving birth, as we just explained. Now, as for the word الأبوين, it is originally from the word أب, father, and أم, mother. But in fact, the word الأبوين, linguistically, is just the dual form of the word أب, which means father. But it also refers to mother, metaphorically, just like in the case of الوالدين. So, الأبوين, while it refers to both parents, it invokes more the role of the father, since this is where the word comes from. And this kind of gives us a hint why this happens in the Qur'an. In ayat with the context of being good to parents and their role in bringing up children, the word الوالدين is used, which emphasizes the fact that the mother is more deserving of fine treatment than the father, which is also something emphasized by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, when he said, "Your mother, then your mother, then your mother, and then your father," as an answer to the question of, "Who is the most deserving of my fine treatment?" While in ayat about inheritance and other contexts, we see that Allah uses the term abawain to emphasize the role of the father as the one being in charge. We can also observe that in Surah Yusuf.
وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا.
When Yusuf, peace be upon him, raised his parents to the throne, and they bowed to him, Allah uses the word أبويهي, since the father, Ya'qub alayhi salam, is more deserving to be on the throne than the mother, and honoring the mother in a position when the parents bowed to Yusuf in prostration. So, in spite of the fact that these two words mean parents, each of them lays some emphasis on one of the parents depending on where the word is derived from. I think the accuracy of the Qur'an is quite incredible. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Qur'an at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.